the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Rode Microphones has launched a set of all-in-one filmmaking kits for vloggers, including a microphone, gimbal phone grip and LED light. We link to that from our show notes and our newsletter today. Podimo is to translate and adapt iHeartMedia podcasts for listeners across the world. The first podcast for the project is Forgotten Women of Juarez, to be translated into Spanish, German and Danish. How did African podcasters deal with a rocky 2020? An oral history is a free event this Friday, including podcasters from Angola, Kenya, Nigeria, Tanzania, and more. Triton Digital have published their latest LATAM podcast report. There are two new companies being measured, Sonoro Media and the Audio Ad Podcast Network. The number one remains O Assunto, a Portuguese language news show. An incomplete ranker, it measures participating publishers only. If you use Spreaker, it's now easier to share your content on social media with their new headliner integration. According to investors Greystone Capital, Libsyn is cheap, growing, with catalysts on the horizon. Adding, unlike Anchor, Megaphone and Wondery, Libsyn is profitable and highly cash generative. Ouch. Libsyn is still looking for a new CEO, though. Automation and programmatic advertising is less than 15% of Acast Australia's business currently, according to the company's managing director, Henrik Isaacson. He says his first fully independent quarter was the company's best ever and reckons he'll pull more money from radio in future. Richard Stern from Audible is the new CEO of TuneIn. Julian Morris appears to have left the company after 18 months as TuneIn's CEO. And what's this from the BBC?
Hello there. I'm the BBC's new synthetic voice.
It's a new synthetic voice which reads out website pages. We link to a couple more pages where you can hear it in our show notes and our newsletter today. And thank you to Maps FM for becoming our latest supporter. Maps FM helps you discover great stories about the places we're from and the places we travel to. If you're a podcast about places, you can get on the map too.
Whatever I've done, anything I've ever done is only with the intention of something good to happen. I'm not a bad person. I'm not a monster.
I'm Not a Monster is the first collaboration between PBS and the BBC, a tale of one family's journey from Indiana to the Islamic State group, where they were forced to threaten the US president in a propaganda video. It launched this week. It's also the first time that the BBC Sounds app is being deliberately marketed outside of the UK. And as lockdown 2.0 endures in the UK, the mental health crisis faces another huge challenge. Writer and actor Sean Nolan has created a new podcast, What I'm Grateful For Today, which highlights the importance of gratitude in these uncertain times. The podcast has a different guest each week, discussing three things they're grateful for right now. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.